Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And we got our good friend Stephen Little, who's going to be with us. I think he's here right now. In fact, Stephen is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He toils mightily in the fields of entrepreneurship, helping small business owners and not just small businesses, but other larger businesses as well, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Many of you have heard him speak in venues all across the country. I don't know anybody who's out there on the small business stump, so to speak, more than Stephen is. He's written a number of books, including his new one, The Milkshake Moment. He's our good friend, Stephen Little. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you, sir?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations on your new book.
Thank you. I'm actually in the Big Apple today in New York City doing kind of the media tour because the book's just come out, and doing some television and radio today.
Well, good for you, and I absolutely would have been disappointed if you didn't launch your book on the show. As you know, I'd hunt you down and I'd find you and hunt you down. the Milkshake Moment. Tell the audience what that means.
Well, The Milkshake Moment doesn't tell you too much. The secondary title does. So the secondary title is Overcoming Stupid Systems, Pointless Policies, and Muddled Management to Realize Real Growth.
So you're saying, is this like Pogo, when Pogo says, we have seen the enemy and he is us?
Yeah, absolutely. It investigates why it is that Organizations of any sort tend to be their own worst enemy, and yeah, we shoot ourselves in the foot, and that often the greatest barrier to growth isn't the economy, it isn't the marketplace, it's us, and the decisions that we make and the systems that we build in our organizations.
Let me give you an example of one that I ran into lately. I think you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I called There's a bank, a large bank, that's been acquiring like crazy, but their numbers were off because of the credit crisis, and so their CEO was being grilled by the analysts, and it wasn't going well, and so he'd already told them what he was going to do. They told him what they thought he should be doing with the stock price and with the profitability. He's told them. He said, I'll go you one better than that. I'll do better than what you're asking me. So he turned around and he told his people to lay off 1,200 employees. That was his answer. Lay off 1,200 employees. Now, let me tell you the rest of the story. So I call this bank looking for a friend of mine. He's a loan officer. The guy's one of the best producers the bank has, this local bank has, the local branch. One of the best producers they have. But come to find out, he's one of the 1,200 they laid off because he was the last one hired.
Wow.
Yeah,
but guess what?
It's worse than that. I couldn't call. When I called the number, I had to call a toll-free number, which never gave me the ability to reach him or his branch. In other words, the phone system that they put in place prohibited me, did not let me reach anybody to do business with that company at all. Now, that's how stupid their phone system was.
Well, and that's a perfect example, Jim, of what I'm saying, which is
exactly.
So often out there in the marketplace, we tend to think that individual in front of us or that individual on the phone is the problem. When so often, and in fact, I would say the vast majority of the time, the individual isn't the problem. Their performance may have appear stupid to you, but it's really they've been handcuffed by a system, an organization, a set of rules. I'm watching television right now. One of the networks just did a story that I actually wrote a similar story, a chapter in the book. A convenience store employee here in New York City was fired yesterday for having thwarted a robbery attempt.
What?
In other words, somebody's coming in, and we don't have the details yet, but evidently was doing something to one of the female employees. And this male employee stepped in and starting basically hitting the guy. And the next thing you know, he's not a hero. He's fired for it.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We've got to get some sanity back in the marketplace, folks. And Stephen Little is just the guy to help us do it. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every
We're back
way.
At 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out, use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and use our stuff and hang out with us. The Milkshake Moment is the new book, the title of the new book by Stephen S. Little, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. Overcoming Stupid Systems, Pointless Policies, and Muddled Management to Realize Real Growth. In other words, folks, maybe you just need to get out of your own way. What do you think, Stephen?
That's really the point. You've summed it up well, Jim. I appreciate that.
Well, the story that I was telling a minute ago about the bank, that bank president who laid off 1,200 people, he could probably have hired employees to answer the phone so customers and prospects could really get the people they wanted to talk to. He could have grown his business enough where he didn't have to lay anybody off.
Sure. That's a good point.
He could fix his phone system and hire more loan officers.
That's it. And so it gets back to what this book really tries to say, and hopefully it does say, is that so often you and I and consumers in general and business owners in general, we tend to think that the person in front of us, that frontline phone on the voice, a voice on the phone, the face in front of us, they're the problem. And so often it's not the individual. I have this theory that not everyone agrees with, but I honestly believe it. I honestly believe the average American does want to do a good job. The average worker, the average manager, everybody wants to do a good job and often thinks they're doing a good job, but they've got systems, they've got rules, they've got regulations that have handcuffed them, and those are self-imposed. And I'm saying let's give people, individuals tend to be smart. Organizations on the whole tend to not be so bright. I'm going to rely on the individuals, and I'm saying the organizations that do rely on individuals are the more likely organizations to grow. It's not simply about empowering your employees. It's about getting the obstacles out of the way to allow them to do what needs to be done, which is to serve others.
Well, the thing that happens, Stephen, and you talk about this in the book, and you talk about this all the time and have been for a long time, the thing that happens is the larger a business gets, the more it becomes an instrument to serve itself than it is an instrument to deliver the goods to the customer.
Yeah.
The more, and that's one thing that entrepreneurs need to realize, I think, Stephen, when they think about maybe they want to grow, they need to realize the more you grow, whatever it is that you love, whatever it is that you do that you love so much, the more you grow, you're going to spend less time doing that and more time focusing on the organization, aren't you?
That's right. In the book, I call it the thing. The thing. And people, you know, if you like to bake cakes, you bake cakes. And if you like to do tax accounting, which I can't possibly imagine, but some people do, then you do that. And at some point, somebody figures out that you have to be the person who manages people and leads people who do those things. You've got to extricate yourself from doing the thing from day to day. And some people don't want to do that, Jim, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that also means you don't really want to grow, and that's fine. Everyone tells me they want to grow. I find the vast majority say it, but don't do much to really prove it. And that's okay. You know, you've got your business, and you know mine, which is I've grown three businesses to about 150 employees. That's a good sized business.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two right now. I'm happy, and I don't have any need to grow. So, but I'm not fooling myself that I'm trying to grow. And
well, one of the most important things, Stephen, and I wrote an article about this a while back, is that be sure if you grow that you're going to be happy with that new size company.
Yeah,
that's really important,
isn't
it?
That's right. Be careful what you wish for, because it very well may happen, and you may wake up one day and realize that you're far away from what you really have a passion for. And
sometimes when God wants to punish you, he answers your prayers, right?
yeah, that's it. And, you know, when it comes to these passions, we're all told to do what we're passionate about. And I agree to an extent, but I also know this, that when it comes to business growth, we can't be passionate about everything we do, but we can have some passion for everything we do a lot of. And
right.
So be careful with what it is you're going to do a lot of. I've got a buddy that loves to surf, but just because he loves to surf, owning a surf shop has very little to do with surfing.
Exactly.
And he actually had some success with his surf shop and ended up a couple locations and a line of clothing and realized this doesn't have anything to do with surfing. This has to do with leasehold improvements and inventory control management systems and all that. So
that's like somebody who says, why do you want to open a restaurant? Well, I like to cook and I like people. And I said, so what? What's that got to do with owning a restaurant?
That's right. That's it. And it does. I find most people do understand when I bring that up. They don't. They say, "Wow, I hadn't thought about it, but you're right." So people don't push back too much on that one.
Well, another thing that I know you talk about too, Stephen, that I think is so important that we talk about. I want you to say something about this. Make sure that if you're growing to the next level with your business, make sure it's going to be a good deal for your customers. Because they will, they won't go with you if it's not.
Sure. In fact, one of the things I did with this book is I said, if you're going to take on the idea of growth and who's had growth and show examples of the good and the bad, it's too easy to show the telecoms or the airline industry, the people that tend to drop the ball on a regular basis. Instead, I took on the very best organizations, the most admired, and
mm-hmm.
said, let's look at Disney, let's look at Apple, and say they regularly even drop the ball on a regular basis, and we looked at how that happened.
All right, we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Stephen Little right after these messages. His new book is called The Milkshake Moment, Overcoming Stupid Systems, Pointless Policies, and Muddled Management to Realize Growth. Stay with us, 10 till. Here's Jimmy to take us out.
There's too much confusion.
Godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great James Brown, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, the Godfather of Small Business. That's right. That's what they call me. That's it. That's the ticket. Stephen Little is our guest. He's the Godfather of Growth, and he's the author of the new book, The Milkshake Moment. I love the title, but I also, what I like more is what's inside, folks. And if you ever wondered if you're in your own way, if you want to grow but you're not quite pulling it off, or if you want to grow and you'd like to know how to do it right and how not to make any stupid mistakes, you need to find this book and hang on to it and read how to get out of your own way. Stephen, give us the website and tell us how to get the book.
Well, the website for me is www.StephenSLittle.com, StephenSLittle.com. And the book that, you know, everything, all your greater, better retailers, independent, and the big boxes as well, but, of course, online at Amazon.com, and it's kind of everywhere. It's at every airport. I've been in about five cities in the last 5 days, and I can tell you it's in every airport in the country right now.
Congratulations. That's no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, ladies and gentlemen. Only the best for my audience. Okay, Stephen, some of your thoughts on growth, on getting out of our way.
Well, you know, I think one of the things I would say to your audience right now is that so often when we have a downturn in this economy or in the United States, so too many small businesses stop doing business. And I say it's the exact opposite, that when we have a downturn is when we start putting the seeds, we start planting those seeds for growth, because the average downturn in this economy has only lasted between 10 and 11 months on average since World War II. The average expansion is over 6 years.
And the last three haven't even been that hard.
That's it. So now, you know, if you watch television too much like I do, you'll see that everyone's predicting doom and gloom. And that, is it possible? Of course it's possible. But the real thing to be doing right now is to be proactively, proactively pursuing those things you know will work, getting back to fundamentals, things that will work. Product innovation, service innovation, being good with training, being good with your hiring practices, getting ready for what will eventually return. Is it going to be 1 year or 2 years, soft landing, hard landing? No matter what's happening out there, don't stop doing business. Start pushing harder than ever before, and eventually things will come back and you'll be in a good position to take advantage of it.
Well, one of the things that I've been telling people for 6 months now, Stephen, is quit listening to the talking heads and start listening more to your customers.
I totally agree. In fact, Jim, you know this. One of the businesses I ran and was president of, we were able to grow a hard hat company during the last building crisis, which was back in kind of the 91, 92 time frame with 41's administration and all the problems we had with the savings and loan debacle. I was a manufacturer of hard hats at a time when there was no construction, and yet we became the fastest growing hard hat company in the country. And we did that by what you're saying, by providing the marketplace what it was asking for, rather than trying to jam down the throat of distribution what we were making. And we won because we listened to what people were telling us.
Well, the other thing I've been telling folks is, well, let me ask you a question. If you're all down in the mouth about the economy right now, are you planning on being in business in 09? The only way that you can be in business in 09 is if you succeed in 08.
That's it. That's the only way. And it's of course there's things that you need to do a little bit differently. You might want to be looking at conserving some cash on certain things. But what I find is people say, you know, we're just in a holding pattern. We're not doing anything until we see what's going to happen. Well, there's nothing definitive. There's no one's going to come call you on the phone and say, okay, crisis averted, or okay, it's time to get it. So you need to keep pushing and push harder than ever on the things you know work. And the things we know that work are the fundamentals of hiring well, marketing well, selling
training.
Well. Yep, training well.
Staying close to customers.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're exactly right, Stephen. And, you know, I tell people every day, somebody's buying something from someone right now.
That's it.
It might as well be you.
Yep, and the last thing you want to do is let somebody else be building their business while you're sitting on the sidelines waiting for things to get better. That's not a good strategy for growth.
Absolutely. Give us the website again, Stephen.
That's www.stephen with a V, middle initial S as in Sterling, little.com, StephenSLittle.com. If you go there, there are links to the book, but really the reason to go there is you'll just laugh. It's funny. There's some funny stuff
there.
And
your picture's there, too. That's pretty funny, right?
Well, it gets funnier every year, I find, Jim.
Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the book, The Milkshake Moment, ladies and gentlemen. Only Stephen Little could write a book with that kind of a title. You'll like it a lot, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.